Molly Goldberg, folks, a woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. That all over America, something's happening to wash day?
Well, what do you mean?
All three kinds of wash are different now during wartime. Listen, you hear those factory whistles? Don't they remind you of those extra work shirts you're washing now that your husband's doing defense work? And take your white pieces. You've heard neighbors say,
goodness, the towels sure get dirtier now that everyone in the family has a wartime job.
And your nicer colored washables. Haven't you heard clerks in the stores say,
you know, wartime colors and dyes will be different. So better wash your pretty rayons with extra care.
Yes, all three kinds of wash are bigger problems these days. But you don't need to worry, because Dove is here.
Dove?
Yes, Dove. Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. It does everything in your wartime wash. All three kinds, from work shirts and towels to your prettiest rayon slips.
Work shirts and rayons, too?
Uh-huh.
But you said my rayons and colored washables needed extra care.
Well, they do, and that's just what Dove gives them. It's far safer for those changing wartime colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. That's why your rayon slips stay pretty far longer with Dove.
But won't I have to slave over those stacks of greasy work shirts?
Not with Dove to whip into that dirt. Why, the more wartime work clothes you have, the better Dove will like it. No soap made gets clothes clean easier. There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling. And that's swell for your white pieces, too, because your towels certainly do get dirtier now with more wartime workers in the family. And believe me, Dove will get them gleaming white. Honestly, you've never seen whiter washes than Dove will give you. It's the genuine whiteness you want.
Say, this Dove came along right in time.
You bet. How can you expect last year's soap to handle this new kind of wash? So change to Dove today. Remember, in your wartime wash, D-U-Z, Dove does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Rosie Goldberg is 17, so the history of her heart is just beginning. And her love affair has taken a new turn. It divided. She now finds herself with two interests. Walter, who has left, and now Mikey, who is leaving, as we're going to see in a moment. In a way, this is proper, for Rosie is too young to make up her mind now for her whole future. But her future is making up its mind for her. And today a hint of it rolls in with a summer thundershower.
All right, darling. All right, Mrs.
Ma,
Bloom.
Please, we'll miss the train. Hurry up.
All right, dear darling.
Molly. Molly will never make the train if you keep on conversing on the telephone.
I'm not conversing. Just a minute, darling. Ask Mike if he wants to talk again to his mother.
He's packing, Ma. There's no time. Please.
Molly, hang already.
All right, I'm hanging. Oh, all right, dear. All right, I have no time to converse now because we'll miss the train. We'll miss the train. We're going to take Mikey to the express station. Because the train from our station is left already. No more localized train.
I'm getting the car.
Yeah, go get it, darling. Go get it.
I'll be in the car.
Yeah, be in the car. All right, dear.
Dear?
Yes.
Ma, please. Will you please hurry up?
Mrs. Bloom, dear. Mikey asked Rosie.
Ma, now, will you stop?
Hold, dear. Hold. Sammy.
Ma, why do you have to start?
Bring me down my coat and my wrap me round hat and then tie it.
Gee, Ma, maybe Mikey didn't want his mother to know. Maybe he'd rather...
Would you bring me down my coat?
Oh, gee, right away. Everybody knows that.
Gee. It is gee. It is gee. Darling, listen. Huh? I can't talk too long. Everybody's calling because we can't miss the train. Huh? So what'll be will be. Let's hope it'll be. Boy, this is Bloom, darling. What a relationship will be out, huh? Huh? Oh, my. Why should we talk previous? Rosalie said she hopes Mikey'll have another furlough. Why should she say she hopes? Huh? Well, I mean... Oh, darling, darling, darling. Oh, the war, the war. Only when it's over can our private lives have any meaning, only. Only now, dear friend, only now, as mothers and people, do we realize what we had before. What we had and what we want and then what we're going to have. Surely. Surely and positively and certainly. Certainly, darling. Certainly, dear. Absolutely.
Can you imagine, huh?
Yeah, I'm hanging, Jake.
Then do so.
All right, darling, I can't converse further. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye.
If we don't leave immediately, Molly, we don't make the train.
I'm ready.
And if we don't make the train, Mikey won't be able to get back to the camp on time.
I'm ready, dear. I'm
Where
ready.
Where is my jacket, Vera?
Your hat, Mom.
Oh, my hat, thank you very much.
My jacket didn't bring, huh?
What's
that now?
Thunder.
Oh, it's under in my wash. My wash is on the line.
You have no time to take the wash off the line now.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Mikey, do you want to miss the train, boys? Come on,
hold on. Ma, what did you say to Mrs. Bloom?
I said...
What?
Help me with my hat. Let me around.
Ma.
What does one friend say to another friend?
Did you tell her that Mikey...
What, Rosalie? My poor boss. Look how...
Ma, why did you have to say anything?
I said... What did I say? I said... Help me with my hat.
Ma, why did you have to tell
Can I help it, Rosalie, if I like Mikey? And I would like you to like him. After all, even mothers have a preference.
Even if you want to, Mama, darling, a person can't get over their feelings that way. Even if you make up your mind to forget or just not think about it, you still feel it's there. Just as if you had never made up your mind to change or wait or... Your mind goes one way, and your feelings go another. As if they just never listened. As if they lived all by themselves and had to do what they were doing. Your feelings have their preferences too, Ma. That's the way you say you have yours.
Still standing, huh?
I'm coming. Birdie?
That's all I need now, Birdie.
I just came in out of the rain, if I may. May I, Mr. Goldberg? May I?
It's not May, it's June. Excuse me. Are your boys ready or not?
Sit down, Birdie. Open your coat. We're going to take Mike to the express station now. Bundle up your neck, Rosalie.
Hurry, Mom.
I have to go, Birdie, dear.
Well, do you mind if I wait till the rain subsides?
Why do you ask?
I still believe in manners, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm old-fashioned that way, you know.
Yes.
I don't know why it is. Every time I come into the house, Mr. Goldberg thinks I have an ulterior motive.
Why should he think you have ulterior?
As if I'm interested in the things that don't concern me. As if I had to come here to ask things. All you have to do is to walk up and down the village and you know everything that's happened here in the last few weeks.
I have to go, Birdie.
It's Mikey and Rosie now, huh?
I have to go, Birdie.
She got over water pretty quick. I wish I'd been that fickle when I was young. Maybe my whole life would have been different.
I'm going, Birdie. When you go, you'll close my door, huh?
Where's your key?
You don't need the key.
All right. If it continues to rain, is there anything in the icebox?
Plenty.
I'm not hungry yet, but if I do...
Goodbye, Birdie, dear.
Goodbye.
Birdie, dear, if it rains a little bit harder, then you'll take in my clothes. And the big pieces, don't bother with the big pieces, because it's let it say, I don't care about the sheets and the pillowcases. Let them hang. Only the little things, the little things. Rosalie, lingerie.
Yes. If I stay here that long, I'll take it all in. Yes, I will.
All right.
Anything in the icebox. Here, that's for you. That's all now. Now go away. Let me see what she has in here. Oh, Listen, Sporty, lay down. Go away from the icebox. Did you ever just want a person? Hello? Hello? Yes, who? What Uncle David? Who's Uncle David? There's no... Well, they're not home. No. Look out, Sporty. No, operator, I can't reach them. They just left. The whole family. Sorry, there's nobody here. Hello, operator. Listen, if he wants to talk to Beatty Schlissel, Mrs. Goldberg's bosom friend, I can give him every information he desires. All right, operator, I'll hold on. Oh, my darling.
Like the roll of drums in a symphony, the thunder is announcing a theme that is going to play an important part in the Goldbergs' life. And Uncle David is the one who starts it rolling. Well, here's a lady who writes that she's tired of washing dishes with halfway soaps. Yes, she's tired of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they're short on gentleness for her hands. Well, now, if you're tired of halfway soaps, too, then there's good news. Yes, new Duzz is here, that brand new kind of granulated soap. You know, Duzz does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Duzz. Actually, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet Duzz can't be beat by any soap for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how really different Duzz is. Just try Duzz today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow we see what Uncle David has in store for Molly. And Jake celebrates his freedom much too soon. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Duzz, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.